From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian peace talks set for Friday. The United Nations on Tuesday sent out invitations for Syrian peace talks in Geneva. It was not immediately clear who had been invited or whether all of those groups opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad would attend. Meanwhile, the conflict in Syria continued. There was a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs. State media say at least 22 people were killed. Denmark's parliament passed a package of measures Tuesday to deter refugees from seeking asylum in the country. Marcus Nuth is a Danish government spokesman.
This legislation has support from more than three quarters of parliament because it is an absolutely, unfortunately, necessary measure to try to put Denmark slightly more at par with the other European countries so that we are not one of the countries that continues to receive by far, compared to our size, the most asylum seekers.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other international organizations have condemned the bill as inconsistent with European Union policies. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. The court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff vote for the presidency. The nation's constitutional court ruled late Monday that the first round legislative vote on December 30th was marred by numerous irregularities. The United States is clearing the path for more travel and commerce with Cuba. The Obama administration Tuesday announced a series of actions it says will promote ties between U.S. and Cuban citizens. This is VOA News.